But we proceed with our official speeches now. Can I invite on the stage Honorable Mike Kelly, federal member for Eden-Monaro, please.
Thanks very much. It's wonderful to be here, everybody. And let me first begin by also acknowledging the traditional owners of this land, the Ngarrigo people, and my deepest respects to your elders past and present. And it is, I think, very important for us to reflect in this festival that brings together so many important themes, principally, of course, the celebration of the natural beauty of this place in which we live, and to reflect upon the fact that we, through this process of this festival and other processes, are slowly starting to learn the things that our first Australians should have taught us, tried to teach us over many hundreds of years, and that is that we have to have a spiritual relationship with our land. That if you treat the land well, the land will treat you well. And that, after all, is the message behind this climate change struggle that we're engaged in. So I do acknowledge that that spiritual lesson needs to be absorbed, and thank you for teaching that to us. But also to remember that the Indigenous people of this land welcomed those first European settlers with the idea that take what you need, but share what we have and share it equitably. And that, I think, is another important lesson for us to take forward too. But also another theme is the theme of the Polish heritage that this festival celebrates, and how appropriate that General Tadeusz Kościuszko is central to that. And in the context of our own issues that we have had with our Indigenous peoples, because General Kościuszko was a very, very special man. He was a courageous soldier, and as a former soldier myself, I've studied his career and been inspired by it. Because not only did he match that physical courage with skills as a commander, but also with a great degree of moral courage. Because General Kościuszko did not draw his sword for expanding empires or oppressing people, but he drew his sword in the cause of liberty and freedom. And he put his life on the line continuously for that cause, not only for his homeland and his struggles against Imperial Russia, but also in the United States of America in the cause of independence and freedom there. But he took that so much further, because he recognised and acknowledged that there were individual freedoms that were lacking even in those environments where the cause of freedom was progressing, in particular in relation to the American slaves in the United States and how much personal effort he put into their cause, and famously in his will, leaving his fortune to advance that cause, but also in the cause of the emancipation of the Jews of Europe and in his own country, Poland. And that lesson was, of course, taken forward by Strzelecki, who recognised that we needed to advance our own attitudes, behaviours and oppression of our own Indigenous people, and how slow has been our progress there that we must acknowledge, and finally, thankfully, to have gotten the apology done back in 2008. So we are moving on, and it's great to take these lessons and to continue to learn them, because one of the geniuses of this country is that we have learned to celebrate our diversity. And the Polish community has been one aspect of that. But we have taken in so many people from so many countries, and this region is a perfect example of that, because multiculturalism really took off here with the Snowy Hydro Scheme. So we are a perfect example of where that began. And we have created here, I believe, in this country, a beautiful patchwork quilt of cultures. But patchwork quilts take a lot of skill and love to create, and it needs our constant attention to nurture that and to keep this great experiment going. Because at heart, what is an Australian? An Australian is not based on a race or a religion, but an Australian is someone who adheres to fundamental values. And those are our commitment to our democracy, but also the culture that underpins the democracy of tolerance, of respect for each other, and of course, the principle of the fair go. And so we continue to nurture that today. In acknowledging these great traditions of General Kościuszko and Strzelecki. But also, of course, this festival is fantastic for its celebration of music. And here we have the majesty of our environment complemented by the majesty of the music. And of course, tonight you'll greatly benefit from listening to the wonderful pianism of Malik and Krzysztof Malik. And he is such a superb young man, a wonderful young man to have in our country. And I have heard his music, and you'll be inspired by it. But we have celebrated music in the mountains here before, but one thing struck me as we were listening to to Christoph was that here in the hall in Jindabyne, we don't have a concert piano. And a concert piano, I think, is something very important for us, and we need to build on our tradition of having music in the mountains by also being a welcome home for classical music. So here today, I'd like to throw a challenge down to the community of Jindabyne. I believe we need to raise about $10,000 to get a concert piano for the Memorial Hall, so I'm prepared to donate $1,000 to get that ball rolling if we can get the rest of the community rallied behind that call and raise the remainder of the money. Then hopefully we can start to bring to this area some great classical music on a regular basis. I think that would be another great string to our bow, so to speak, in Jindabyne. So thank you all for coming. Thank you for those who have gone to such magnificent efforts to create such a wonderful festival for us, and I hope you enjoy these days of celebration. Thank you.